When Jimmy Pack returned to consciousness, the first thing he became aware of was a splitting headache. He almost welcomed it. At least it proved that he was still alive. Then he tried to move, and at once a wide selection of aches and pains brought themselves to his attention. But as far as he could tell, nothing seemed to be broken. After that, he risked opening his eyes, but closed them at once when he found himself staring straight into the band of light along the ceiling of the world. As a cure for headache, that view was not recommended. He was still lying there, regaining his strength and wondering how soon it would be safe to open his eyes, when there was a sudden crunching noise from close at hand. Turning his head very slowly towards the source of the sound, he risked a look, and almost lost consciousness again. Not more than 5 meters away, a large crab-like creature was apparently dining on the wreckage of poor Dragonfly. When Jimmy recovered his wits, he rolled slowly and quietly away from the monster, expecting at every moment to be seized by its claws when it discovered that more appetizing fare was available. However, it took not the slightest notice of him. When he had increased their mutual separation to 10 meters, he cautiously propped himself up in a sitting position. From this greater distance, the thing did not appear quite so formidable. It had a low, flat body, about 2 meters long and 1 wide, supported on 6 triple-jointed legs. Jimmy saw that he was mistaken in assuming that it had been eating Dragonfly. In fact, he could not see any sign of a mouth. The creature was actually doing a neat job of demolition, using scissor-like claws to chop the skybike into small pieces. A whole row of manipulators, which looked uncannily like tiny human hands, then transferred the fragments to a steadily growing pile on the animal's back. But was it an animal? Though that had been Jimmy's first reaction, now he had second thoughts. There was a purposefulness about its behavior which suggested fairly high intelligence. He could see no reason why any creature of pure instincts should carefully collect the scattered pieces of his skybike, unless perhaps it was gathering material for a nest. Keeping a wary eye on the crab, which still ignored him completely, Jimmy struggled to his feet. A few wavering steps demonstrated that he could still walk, though he was not sure if he could outdistance those 6 legs. Then he switched on his radio, never doubting that it would be operating. A crash that he could survive would not even have been noticed by its solid-state electronics. "Hub control," he said softly. "Can you receive me?"
"Thank God. Are you okay?"
"Just a bit shaken. Take a look at this." He turned his camera towards the crab, just in time to record the final demolition of Dragonfly's wing.
"What the devil is it? And why is it chewing up your bike?"
"Wish I knew. It's finished with Dragonfly. I'm going to back away in case it wants to start on me."
Jimmy slowly retreated, never taking his eyes off the crab. It was now moving round and round in a steadily widening spiral, apparently searching for fragments it might have overlooked, and so Jimmy was able to get an overall view of it for the first time.